Open up your ears and open up your mind. They'll reach into your throat and pull out your spine. And when the sun blows up and the earth is gone, there's still experience grind with Kyle and Sean.
Shit.
Who plays Frank in Donnie Darko? James Duval.
Is that right? James Duval?
Yeah. Right?
I just know he's the one guy. He was also in Go. You remember when he's in Go? He's one of the ones that eats bad shrimp and is shitting his pants with Breckenmeyer.
Oh, I mean, sure. The only thing I recognize him from, like, consistently is Gone in 60 Seconds.
Oh, he is also in that. Is he also in American Pie?
I don't know. I've never seen American Pie.
You've never seen American Pie? Wow, that's funny.
Why is this shocking to you?
Because it was like, those movies were a staple of, like, my formative years. Like,
that movie came out when I was in, like, seventh grade.
I feel like that's still, like, prime American Pie audience.
I was watching Rocket Power.
I was, too. I hated Rocket Power, though.
You hated Rocket Power?
Yeah, I hate that cartoon, man.
Why?
I think primarily for the animation style. And two, for like, I don't know, they tried to cater to extreme sports, which number one I thought was cringe.
That was the whole point of the show.
I know. Which, like I said, I thought was cringe of itself.
That's like being like, man, I didn't like SpongeBob. They really catered to like...
That dumb crowd. Well, maybe I identified more with SpongeBob because of that.
They really catered to, like, things that lived under the sea and sponges.
I don't know. A lot of reasons I hated... I hated that... I don't know. They seemed to be fucking the best at every extreme sport. Yeah, it's a cartoon. Fucking who cares? But I was like...
Motherfuckers got so high off that vert that they could have done like a 900 six times. I remember like there's an episode where Tony Hawk was on and like he got just as much air. Like, man, these kids rule. I can do that.
I did like the Hawaiian chef guy because I feel like he just smoked mad weed.
Mad weed.
Like he was getting high. And I also like that. Of everybody, he was terrible at all the extreme sports. Like, he would occasionally, like, get on a skateboard, and he was just the funny fat guy, and he's like, oh, oh, oh. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean.
I think he also said brudda a lot.
Yes, brudda.
Was he voiced by the guy that did Waka? I bet you he was.
Waka? From what?
From Star Wars? Final Fantasy X.
Oh.
And also, he was Bender from Futurama.
Let me find out.
John DiMaggio.
Oh, man. When you type in Rocket Power cast, it gives you all the real people and not the cartoons. I don't know who is who.
Is there like a John DiMaggio?
Okay, so Tito Macchini, I imagine, is the guy we're talking about, and his name's Ray Bamatai.
Okay. Well, it sounds like that's at least a real Hawaiian.
Honestly, that's the reason why I went with him.
It is Tito, though. Tito is the chef guy, I'm almost positive. For a cartoon that I hated, I'm seemingly know a lot about it. I still watched it a lot. So much. It was a lot of hate watching in that one.
Yeah?
Did I would you watch enjoy it and then just, hate watching? I do a lot. I would watch it and then scoff. I'd be like, pff,
pff, look at these pff, kids.
Pff, pff, this is so stupid. Who would watch this stupid crap as I'm watching like a 3-hour marathon of it on Nickelodeon? On a Saturday by my lonesome self in my mom's house.
Congrats. You contributed to their ratings and their success.
I love the fact that I'm calling out people that watch it as I watch it ironically, as if I'm better than anyone.
Man, people still do that nowadays. Just hate watch things.
I still do it too.
What do you watch that's a hate watch?
Like right now, it's a hate love thing. Mandy's watching this god awful reality TV show that I guess it has like 14 seasons.
What? What is it?
And it's called Alaskan Bush People.
What?
It's so fucking insane. That sounds terrible. I mean, for the most part, yeah.
Is it about the indigenous peoples of Alaska?
Of course not. It's about white people that live up there in the middle of nowhere.
And they feel like they can just call themselves bush people?
Oh, yeah. They do live in the Alaskan bush. Like, they live up there. They are, at least on the show, I feel like a lot of it is, like, still, like, my bullshit meter goes off a lot with any reality TV show. Like, you feel like parts that are scripted for producers.
You're sitting there watching this season. You're like, I saw them on Alaskan Truckers a year ago.
That show also was dumb as hell. Even more scripted, though. And even more boring. It's literally just people sitting in a fucking truck. How many times can you show a truck driving over the ice from underneath? Like, when before it's not scary at all anymore. Or tense.
You want to guarantee that we get a text about this show?
Yeah.
Where do you think that this would rate on Micah's top 50?
Alaskan Bush People? I don't know if he's seen it. I would be interesting.
I bet you he's seen an episode.
Probably. It's. I don't know, man.
Is it competitive? It's not,
no. Like I said, it's literally. No. So here's the thing. It's nine people. It's all the same family. So it's like the mom and dad. And there's five boys that are their sons. And then there's two daughters. Like, the oldest son at the start of the show is 32.
Wow. Okay. I just learned what you do for fun in Alaska.
Dude. And that's the other part. All right. Number one,
bang.
All these guys, that's the thing, right? Okay. So that's the funny joke. And that's where you go to immediately. And then when you sit and think on it, you realize these fucking people live out in literally the middle of nowhere. There's nobody around them. That's like a huge thing about it. And it's five brothers and two sisters. And they're all in their mid-30s. What the fuck are they doing? Like, none of these people are married. It's very creepy, first of all. Off the bat.
You think they're also working?
They're fucking... Dude, they're the dumbest people in the world. They are the dumbest people I've ever seen on TV. Because number one, all their kids were homeschooled. Number two, it's weird because they all have this unique accent to themselves because they're the only people that, like, they grew up with. So, like, they all talk in this weird fucking, like, cadence and rhythm. And it's so awkward to hear, but they all do it. And it sounds dumb as hell.
Okay, so I would... 100%. If I was in that situation and I was about to have kids, I would have a serious discussion with my partner and be like, okay, there's no way our kids are going to know the difference. Let's make up an accent and force it on.
It almost seems like that's what happened.
Woof. Do they just not care to go and see other people?
I mean, they do, like, that's part of it. But for the most part, like, they spend like months out in their fucking little piece of property, just isolated from everybody. They'll go into town, but like, they hunt out there and shit. And again, I don't know how much is but I feel like for the most part, like, a lot of it is true, at least in their backstory part, just because of the fact that, like, they all do talk so fucking weird. Like, it is like they just were isolated, almost like have you ever seen Nell with Jodie Foster?
No.
Where she's like, she is a lady that's like in her mid-30s that her mom was a hermit and like they lived out in the middle of the woods, but her mom dies from a heart attack when she's like 4. So she raises herself to like 30, and then Jeff Bridges comes upon her, and like, Nell is all this, she has all of her own fucking like language and storytelling shit.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's a whole different tangent, which is what this show is all about. Ah, but fucking back to Alaskan Bush People. The craziest one, dude. All right. It makes me laugh every fucking time. So they all have stupid fucking names too, right? But there's this one named Bear. And like, when they get to their new piece of property, like, they're pulling the boat up and this fucking kid doesn't even wait for like the boat to land, and he just gets off and like runs, and they say Bear's the tracker and he likes to run through the woods all the time and climb trees. That's his favorite thing in the world to do. And he like gets off the boat and he's sprinting into the woods and jumping on rocks like a fucking idiot. And then you remember that when it shows his name, it also says this is a 27-year-old man whose favorite thing to do is run around and fucking jump and play in the dirt. Like he's fucking 12.
Man, these people need me to go to my local church and have them send a mission out to these guys.
You should, dude. Convince them to go to the Alaskan Bush people.
It's like they're gearing up to go to like South America to some undiscovered island. Same thing. It's Alaska.
Oh, dude. One of the fucking guys has... All right, he has a mullet that he keeps in a ponytail. And on the top, he has like a fucking Elvis pompadour. And then he also has Wolverine sideburns. It's the fucking craziest looking dude you've ever seen in your life. And he rocks a leather jacket everywhere. A leather jacket and a white... He looks like a 50s greaser.
Okay.
But he has a mullet too. The pompadour, though.
Which guy's name is this?
This guy's name is Gabe. He's got some crazy long name, but they all call him Gabe. There's one that's called Birdie. There's one that's Merry Christmas something.
Oh my fucking God.
Are you looking at him?
Yeah, I typed in Alaskan Bush people Gabe.
Oh yeah, look at Gabe, dude.
With Gabriel Brown.
Look at that fucking guy, bro.
Dude, what? Okay, so guy, this looks like look, if I'm Hyde not lying, from that 70s show got jacked, didn't commit crimes, and also is trying to be Wolverine.
Yes. Yes. What's crazy, though, another part that's nuts is that, again, they're all dumb as hell. But they're all fucking incredibly jacked. Like, they have to lift heavy shit all the time because they're stupid and they fucking get themselves fucked up. But then, like, because they are bush people that just live off of meat and move heavy shit all the time, like, they're fucking super swole. It's insane, dude.
One of these pictures of Gabe right here is him just walking around almost like it's a scene from Commando, just carrying a big, big piece of log over his shoulder.
Right? Exactly. Dude, all right. Look up this one. Look up Alaskan Bush people Noah. This guy thinks he's like a night cowboy. He wears super long hair and like he has like an Indiana Jones hat. He always wears a fucking long ass duster that the bottom half is always dirty because they live in like the fucking muddy ground.
I hate this guy. Dude, looking at him.
He wears these long cowboy boots that like you lace up to the fucking knees and he has spurs on him. He doesn't ride a horse.
Okay, you know what he looks like in the few photos that I'm seeing right here? Is he looks like a dungeon master who's trying to be Abe Lincoln vampire hunter.
Yes, yes, yes. He dresses like that every day.
But with a pube goatee.
Dude, these people are insane.
This is terrible.
Oh, the way that that dude talks is the worst, because he wants to talk like he's all Shakespearean, and he likes to try to pretend like he's the smarter one of the family, and they all treat him like he is. And so he talks all like fucking condescending. Dude, he fucking uses a cane as a prop. He walks around with a cane that he doesn't need so he can look fucking cool.
He looks like he uses a cane as a prop.
Oh, dude.
Dude, it's so I love fucking funny to how watch. How much you have hate watched this show.
Oh, yeah, a lot. a lot.
Wow.
I laugh at it so much, dude, because it's so fucking over the top, ridiculous, stupid.
Uh-oh.
It's good stuff.
Alaskan Bush people fans have learned that Noah Brown isn't currently living in his famous family homestead. He moved.
Like I said, I feel like most of them don't live there anyways all the time. Although at one point, like, 9 of them were living in a tent in, like, the middle of winter, and it was, like, 10 degrees.
Him and his wife do have 500,000 followers on TikTok.
You should, like, at some point, you don't have to now, but you should listen to that dude talk. Just because it's so fun. It's, like, one of the worst things, but I love how much I hate it. This is so funny to me. But anyways, man. Yeah, so that's what we, what's crazy is that we stumbled upon this show after you guys had left.
Wait, really? I am so glad that this wasn't one of the shows that was just playing on your TV.
Well, we wouldn't have done, like, but if I had known about it, I would have had to have shown you some of it, because it is just, okay. Dude, it's so fucking nuts.
It, like, I can get into, like, guilty pleasure, not even pleasure, yeah. But, like, guiltily watch a couple of episodes of, like, Swamp People or something, I guess. Yeah. Like, if I hated it's that on, one. I won't turn it, but...
I feel like the History Channel reality shows were, like, even a shittier level below most others.
Yes. Which, they feel like they should have been better, because it's, like, a better channel. But maybe they just don't know how to do it. Like, they should stick to aliens and documentaries.
Swamp People.
Yeah,
Swamp People. What a shit.
But what you did have going on your TV... was Supermarket Sweep, like, 24/7, and that fucking humped.
We watched a lot of Supermarket Sweep. I told you I've been watching a lot of it. It's such a, like, it's, dude, what a fucking time capsule, right? That show. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
The styles.
Folks, we're not talking about the Leslie Jones trash dumpster fire that came out a couple years ago. We're talking... straight from the mid-80s to, what, the early 90s?
Uh-huh, yep. Yo. Supermarket Sweep, baby.
Oh, my God, yes, that and, what, Legends of the Hidden Temple?
Oh, yeah, we watched a couple of Legends of the Hidden Temple, because we got that shit rules, man. Too. That was another one that, like, I hated as a kid.
Legends?
I hated Legends and I hated Double Dare because, to me, like, I just wanted to watch cartoons. What? And anything that wasn't cartoons on my Nickelodeon, I was like, no, get it off here. Where's Rocco?
Okay.
Where's Ren and Stimpy, you know?
I guess.
Outside of Salute Your Shorts, I did love Salute Your Shorts, and I did love, I guess maybe just the game shows. I liked scripted television. Okay. I didn't care for game shows so much.
Interesting. Do you like Pete and Pete?
I loved Pete and Pete. I owned Pete and Pete.
Dude, I, in second grade... would get as much cardboard as I humanly could, and I would try to make the sharpest little, like, cardboard
like
knives
paper cut
to give paper cuts to people.
What a cool fucking, like, villain for kids, you know? It's so perfect. I love that he always had, like, the scars all over him for where he cut himself.
Yeah.
So fucking good, dude.
Such a nice touch.
Artie, the strongest man in the world.
I've got, man, do you have that? Do you own that as well?
Yeah, I own all of Pete and Pete seasons 1 and 2. I own, I think, just the first 2 seasons of Clarissa.
Okay.
I own all of Hey Dude.
Hey Dude's good.
On DVD. Fuck, I was going to say something
else. Did you like Nick Arcade?
As a kid, I did. I think because of the video games.
Yes. Okay. That's why I was curious if the video games made an impact on whether or not you liked it. So I imagine you didn't like Wild and Crazy Kids either.
I honestly did like Wild and Crazy Kids too for some reason. I don't know why. Double Dare.
This motherfucker Temple. Over here has an entire carpet in this room and he's choosing to, like, eat a bone. He's on laying the hardwood. On the carpet and he's on the hardwood floor eating the bone. I'll be right back.
Of course, man. Back when it was still good to watch, it was always hilarious because every fucking Sunday night at, like, 9 o'clock, Mandy and I would get ready and get hyped for Game of Thrones. And, like, I'd fucking turn the lights off. I'd get the surround sound up, like, we'd get into it. And every fucking time, Beefcake would get one of his squeak toys and just sit in front of the TV and... it's like, dude, fucking stop!
This guy, we will chill down, like, start relaxing for some wrestling and sit back and, like, start laying into the corner of the couch and just toss on a heated blanket, just get all nice and cozy. Wrestling starts. He's been chill all night long. As soon as wrestling starts, stands up and then stands right in front of us.
Right in front of the TV.
And it's like, bitch, move. Or, like... like, if we're going to watch something in bed, we're laying there in bed, we toss it on the TV, and, of Of course, that's when he decides to hop up in front of the bed and come and stand right in front of us, blocking the TV.
Just stare at you?
It's like, yes, dude.
Just stare.
Like, stop staring at me. Like, bro, lay down.
Fucking dogs, dog. The absolute the worst. I hate them. I love them.
Dogs, man. Dogs. But yeah, dude, there's some goddamn good TV going on in your house.
Yeah, we watch a fair amount. It's a good thing to drink milk and do.
Hell yeah. That was
zone out, broski.
That was a good weekend.
How about that Call of Duty nostalgia, bro?
Well, here I am in a state that I never thought I would be back to.
I know.
But I am. And you know what? I don't even feel that gross about it because I haven't purchased a Call of Duty in 5 years, maybe more.
I'm in that boat with you. Yeah.
Whenever we were playing Call of Duty a lot and then the first Warzone dropped and everybody started playing that, that's maybe the last one I played, maybe Black Ops. I think Black Ops, but then it had all that weird like gadget shit, and I'm like, God, I'm out of this.
Yeah, I mean that was like Black Ops 4, and then we played. It was, I think, the one after that is when Warzone came in, and I played that, and I remember we played multiplayer for a bit, but that was back when I still lived in Bloomington, so that was like at least 4 to 5 years ago for sure.
I played the shit out of that.
We did play that one a while, and then I remember there was like that World at War, and I think it was Lanham. He had like a GameStop code. He hooked me up with it on the night of the stream.
It was World at War remake?
No.
Because that came out like 20 years ago.
It was like the Cold War game.
Oh, okay. Cold War. Yeah.
It was like World at War Cold War, I think. Because it was made by, I think that was a Treyarch one. Because they've got like the three studios that make them now.
You remember the first World at War? It was the one that introduced the dogs.
Yeah.
It was a kill streak that you could send out dogs and they just fucking mauled people.
That was in Ghost too, wasn't it?
Probably. I think it was in a couple of games following World at War.
Yeah, I think Ghost had the one where like the dogs had the metal teeth.
That it was the game that came out after the one that first introduced Rust.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Back on the 360.
Yeah, neither of us have played it for a while. I got Modern Warfare 2, and now you're into Modern Warfare 3. I got that one because my buddy, he got like a new computer, and so he got like Modern Warfare 2 was a free game with his video card.
Sick.
And so I was like, well, fuck, he's got it. I was like, I'll pick that up. I'll play it with you. I was like, I know I'll play enough to at least get $60 worth. And we played it for a while, and then I don't know why we didn't play it forever. And then for some reason, we both just started playing it again. And it got the hooks in bad enough that when Modern Warfare 3 went on sale, I was like, fuck it, let's go.
Hell yeah.
And then you came over this weekend, and I was like, bro, you got to play this. And it was almost like instant. You fell right back into it too, man. You were hitting kill streaks left and right.
Yeah. I mean, I used to be really good at Call of Duty, and then it's just like, it got weird, but this Modern Warfare 3 feels like how Call of Duty used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it. Some people might think this is terrible. I don't. I don't think I've played a new map yet. It feels every single map that I've played is one that's from the past. And I am cool with that.
I also love it, dude.
It feels like playing the last Smash Brothers, where sure, there's like no new characters, there's like no new maps. It's just a greatest hits, a love letter to everything that came before it.
And super polished.
And mad polished. It's really fucking good. And it is one of those games where it is frustrating when you hop in and it's like you spawn, you die, you spawn, you die. But then you start like spawning and spinning, and like it only happens to you enough times before you figure out, hey, if this is going to happen to me every time, maybe I should figure out a way to combat this. And yeah. now I have a sniper rifle that's like a level 9. Like already.
Yeah. I would, I think the way that I combated that is that that's why I love the shotguns. And I just started spawning with a shotgun. And I just, it's like that meme of Frank from, It's Always Sunny where he's like, so anyways, I start blasting.
Start that's blasting.
You just start blasting, man. But yeah, dude, the nostalgia kick alone in Modern Warfare 3 is just, it hits a part of my brain that just is straight dopamine. And
yeah,
I'm chasing that feeling so hard. I love it every second.
Like, at this point in my life, I don't really care if I win or lose. I try to always have a positive right. kill streak if
right.
like if I can, because I tend to die the least on my team in pretty much every game that I play. I'll pat myself on the back for that. So, like, you get some kills off, but, like, I don't particularly care if I win or lose in that game. I try to do my best, but I had a game of Headquarters earlier. Dude, I started with a sniper rifle. And I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot this level. Let me try this other loadout with a shitty gun that I have, because I don't have anything great yet, mm-hmm. right? Because I don't have the armory unlock system yet, because that unlocks at 25.
Yeah.
So I can't pick and choose what I'm getting, which is a cool thing that was introduced. Very cool. And so I started with the sniper, switched over to this like assault rifle that's not that great. And by the end of the map, I'm like, fuck it. Let me get this shoddy loadout that I had. And dude, I was just running, sliding into rooms.
Dude, bah, that's so bah. Fun. That's so fun.
Yeah.
I love doing that. The unlock system, like you mentioned, is a lot of fun. It's a cool new addition. We've talked tons of times about getting into games that don't waste your time. And like I said, that game is so fucking good at just not wasting your time.
Mm-hmm.
Giving you what you want. I was going to say something about the load-ins. I can't quite remember it. It doesn't matter overall. But yeah, Call of Duty rocks, people. You guys should pick it up.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to be one trying to drive sales to them, because they are very formulaic. And like, if you haven't played in like 5 years, this is the one to get back in and mm-hmm. have a good time. Maybe wait for a sale or something. I don't know. But this is absolutely a game where I remember last time we were playing, dude, I got the gold skin on all of my favorite weapons. Like my sniper rifle, I had the gold skin. And
that's what they have. They have 3 levels above gold now that you can unlock.
Okay, is one of them the one that just turns people into fucking goo? Because what the hell is...
No, am I getting shot? those are in-store ones. Like a lot of those are like... They're anime girl bundles. And so like when you get killed, there'll be like fireworks that show the anime girl picture.
Okay, so that's not what I'm getting blasted with. Dude, it looks like I'm getting blasted with acid shells. Like I'll get shot and then all of my skin melts off and I melt into a puddle with my bones there. It's really honestly fucking cool.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it's not like only like $5. Got it? I'd pay $5 for that for my favorite gun, but I'm sure it's like $20 and I'm not spending that kind of money.
I think so. That might be one of like the Halloween skins. I know there's a couple of like zombie style skins and the characters have guns, and like you get, so they come with like different cool tracers on the bullets. And then like some of them have like different death animations.
Oh yeah. You have a cat face, don't you?
Yeah.
How much did skin? That, skin
probably
pack 20, cost?
Probably 20. I mean, I'm sure. I'm probably about to buy another one because if you notice too, there's like 2 different sides that you'll always play for, who they both have their own characters. Well, I thought I would have the cat skin all the time, but if I'm playing on the other team, I don't have access to the cat skin guy. But there's a guy on that team that can get like a bunny that's in like a hip hop, like a red or a blue full tracksuit with the matching Kangool hat. I think I'm going to get that for sure.
Hold up. So would you buy a skin? You're only buying a skin for half of the playtime.
Uh-huh.
Wow. That's smart.
That's smart. That's how they get you.
That is low.
And then
man.
You get like a whale like me that has tons of disposable income. And I'm like, fuck yeah, let's go. Like I said, at least the good part is they've fucking transferred so far.
Yeah. Okay, that's good. And it looks like with this... it was a little confusing as to how to play it after you get it, But it's all like all of Call of Duty now, at least through this publisher, runs through a hub.
Yeah, it's a launcher, a Call of Duty like overworld thing. Yeah.
Except for it's like it's all through Battle.net, so it's not like it's like a minimalist launcher. Like you don't need your own special login or whatever.
Yep.
But you load it up and you can, you know, you can start up any Call of Duty game that you have by that publisher, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, like I still have Modern Warfare 2 installed, and if I wanted to, I could go just press down and it's right below Modern Warfare 3 and I could just go play that instantly too. And you, have all the stuff I've gotten, like my skins.
I was about to say, and you said that all of your progression in those weapons from Modern Warfare 2 carried over, which is a very nice touch. I appreciate that. Yeah, because
I'm still working on a lot of the gold and platinum camos on a lot of those guns, and my progress is at the same spot. And I'm just continuing to work on them in Modern Warfare 3, and I fucking love that. Again, games that don't waste your time anymore, Sean.
Fucking love it, dude. I love it. I am
chef's kissing.
I've barely scratched the surface of this game. I've only played 10, 15 rounds of it. So, man, like, there are times where I'm absolutely I'm outmatched a lot of the times with the guns, which is why I appreciate the sniper rifle, the one I have. Mm-hmm. Dude, I could shoot him right in the kneecap and it kills him. Like,
you should also have access to that assault rifle I showed you that, like, it fires two bullets, and if you rapid tap the fire button, it'll keep double shooting. That's a Modern Warfare 3 gun. You should definitely use that one.
Interesting. You'll have to let me know which one that is. I only have one gun unlocked per per class. I may have more, honestly. I haven't even looked. I'm a level 16 or 17 right now.
Nice, dog. You grind.
And I haven't looked to see what I've unlocked. Don't care.
That's
it's like
my Shawnee
it's
boy.
Like playing Overwatch I know. It's got the battle pass stuff. I don't actually open that stuff until level 50.
Ah, that's my Shawnee.
Yeah. I have no idea. I'm just going to keep wrecking people with like the base loadouts.
But
talking about games, you did show me the way on Helldivers.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I've played a lot of Helldivers.
After I talked all that smack.
I've played a lot of Helldivers, but I'm glad that like I knew that like once it clicked, it's a lot different. I could tell so much of why you weren't liking it was your frustration with trying to get it happening, because every time you loaded in, you were in like the middle of a firefight. You didn't know which way was up, where to go, what to do.
Well, I was in the middle of a firefight because we were deployed. Whoever chose to deployed us right on the objective where all of the bugs or robots are, instead of doing it like out in the middle of nowhere and strategically working your way around. So all I knew was deploying straight into the heat of everything and just getting absolutely murked.
I think Dave was also on a level 4 difficulty, which he had just unlocked, and you were a level 1, which is...
could have had it on level 1, and we still would have gotten fucked with where we just like got deployed to.
Probably would not have been good, but I'm glad that like we got to play it. It was cool because you were on your Steam Deck, which was highly impressive, and then we were just sitting next to each other and running around and killing bugs, and
that was really cool. I was very impressed with how it handled on the Steam Deck. It is something that I'm gonna play on my computer.
Yeah.
99%. I'm not gonna choose to play that game on my Steam Deck. Like, I'll choose to play pretty much everything else on my Steam Deck.
That's what I was gonna ask you. I know you got Diablo hacked onto your Steam Deck. Have you done that with Call of Duty?
No, I don't. I don't think it will work because of
BattleEye, the anti-cheat?
Yeah, because of the anti-cheat. Anti-cheat's big hindrance on a lot of games.
Was a big issue.
There's that. There's also the God game that Ryan really likes that I got really heavy into. I would still be playing a shitload of Smite if I could play it on my Steam Deck.
I bet too. Yeah, that would be perfect. But the anti-cheat stuff makes it weird.
It was good on the Switch, but it's slow on the Switch.
Sure. Like, sure.
It just feels sluggish, so I wish that it ran properly on the Steam Deck.
I was really impressed with the Steam Deck, man. Like, that thing felt nice. It felt sturdy. The Steam Deck, I was really impressed.
Yeah.
I do want to get one. I think that will be maybe the next thing I really fully commit to.
I recommend it. With the amount of stuff that you have on your computer, and you play with a controller anyways. So,
oh, yeah, yeah. I like everything. So all my games on Steam are controller specific almost.
And you saw Final Fantasy Remake running on that.
Mm-hmm.
You thought that I was, you know, when I was like, yeah, I'm playing Final Fantasy VII on my Steam Deck. You thought I was talking about the OG.
Yeah, I thought you had installed like the Final Fantasy VII Steam version, which of course I've also gone through and beat and got every achievement for. And that's what I thought you were working on. I was like, oh, cool. And you get here and yeah, you're playing the first remake. And I was like, oh, cool.
Yeah. Like, I have the OG, but I'm going through remake, man.
That was cool. That was very impressive. That was like a big eye opener for me too. I was like, oh.
Yeah, dude, that looks good, runs good, God of War. Like, those are really good litmus tests as to what the thing can do. Spider-Man runs great on it, but at this point, you would have to be double-dipping on that stuff anyways, and there's no point in that. But I've never played all the way through Last of Us, and that's something maybe sometime down the road I'll play.
Sure.
Maybe. Doubt it.
Maybe.
I
doubt
it.
What else did we get up to while you were out here? Oh, we found our fucking sweet ass wrestling figures. I love mine.
Oh my God. Dude. So we go out to like the downtown area 2 seconds from your fucking house. Where you live is so freaking wild, man. I love that you are 2-3 minutes away from everything, whether it be Walmart, a Target, the downtown area. You're just surrounded by good food. Like you said, you've got your driving range is pretty close by. But we went out for brunch at this great place called Scratch. Shout them out in Apex. Well, wherever. But then we like walked around and went to this antique shop. And what's the first thing that we see is a bunch of wrestling figures that from like the early 90s, and right on top is a goddamn Sting.
Yep. Surfer Sting.
Like, I'm literally in North Carolina to go see Sting's last match, and I see a Sting in this random antique shop away from an hour away from the arena that I'm going to. I had to buy the Sting.
Man. It was faded. You got Sting and you got Vader, which was killer.
Yeah, I did.
I got Macho Man same and a exact Nasty Sting. Boy.
What's
it's
up?
The what? I said I got a Macho Man and one of the Nasty Boys.
Hell yeah, I can see them back there.
They're very bright. That's what I was super into.
Hell yeah. Mine's the same exact Sting that I already have.
Yeah, you said that this one was in better condition, you said?
It's in better condition.
Yeah.
Mine I've had since I was a little kid.
And you actually played with yours.
Yeah. I played with mine, so it's got, like, scuffs on the ass and, like...
Is his face paint peeled off like really happens to Sting during a match?
No, not that crazy. It's got, like, little scuffs and stuff, but this Sting's in way better condition. And the Vader... Like, how cool was that? I had to grab that. Like, one of Sting's rivals from the early 90s.
I always liked Vader. I thought he was cool. This inspired... You know, I really want to get at least an Ultimate Warrior of the wrestling buddies now. The Pillow Pal ones. I used to have one as a kid.
I have a Sting one.
Oh, do you? That's tight. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to get one. Imagine if that was on, like, the guest bed when you guys came over.
What's that?
I said, imagine if that was on the guest bed when you guys had come over. If I had a...
Instead of the Michael Scott?
Yeah.
I spent so much time just rubbing that.
It's so fun to do, isn't it?
Dude, I was sitting there. Did you see that I wrote thanks on him?
Mm-hmm. It's so like, cool, man.
I was making the white background black and then just wiping it. And, dude, it's such a... I don't even know, but
I think it's like an ADHD thing. Like it just, it's a tactile thing. And the fact that it's like changes, it triggers something, man. I know it's so fun.
It makes everything spark and I fucking love it. Jesus, man. So we did that and then we ended up going and getting our asses whipped by you in some putt-putt.
That was actually
one of
a
the
highlight.
Coolest goddamn places I've ever been. Frankie's. Yeah.
We didn't even do like the go-karts. There's a whole go-kart section on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got like the track is cool because it you like go under it and then you drive over the same part of the track. It's got like a bridge underneath itself, which
That's
is really
sick.
Cool. That place is awesome though, man. But yeah, I love doing the mini golf. That was a highlight for me of the trip. I love getting to go. That was honestly like some of the best I've ever done. I was crushing it.
Destroyed us.
I fully admit I was on fire that day.
Dude, you beat us by like minimum of 15 strokes.
Somehow. I had two holes in one. That was the best. Ridiculous. I got one on the last hole on 18. I was like,
Yo, that was wild, man. Like, that was Happy Gilmore, like, the final scene of Happy Gilmore-esque levels of ridiculous.
Yeah, that was pretty sweet, man.
Guys,
that was a
he
really
hit it off
time.
Of four mountaintops. It went down a river and into a hole.
And everybody was watching going, ding, 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 ding.
Everybody stopped putting and watched the ball just bounce everywhere.
It's got all those water features. It looks like a mini golf course out of like a movie.
It really does. What is wild to me is like in the space that it takes up, it takes up about the same amount of space as what my mini golf place takes up around here, except for yours has three different courses,
completely different like holes on each one too,
just fit right into the same amount of space. Like it takes its space management, like it's very impressive.
That place rules though. I've always loved mini golf even as a kid, so I was glad that we got to take you guys there. Sometimes you get shitty weather, but
it was shitty weather pretty much the entire time we were there, except for when we went and played mini golf. So I'm really glad that we were able to do that, because then by that point we got back and Sarah had her like AW Heels event, which I'm glad that she had an absolutely killer time. She came back looking like she just had the time of her life.
You're still saying it in this vein of totally not jealous at all.
Yeah, totally not jealous. That's fine. I'm past that, Kyle. Okay. I try not to live in those emotions.
Negative emotions.
Negative emotions. Man. Yeah.
No, it was a fantastic time, dude. We had a blast. We were really sad the very next day when we woke up and you guys weren't there. We're like, oh, yeah. We always enjoy company. It was a really good time. Even just sitting around, shooting the shit, watching, you know, fucking supermarket sweep. It's good to, it's just good to be together.
It was really nice to be on a, like a trip. Cause obviously we were just there pretty much just to go to the wrestling show, you know, on Sunday. So it was really nice to spend a lot of that time just chilling and hanging out with you guys. And there was no pressure to do anything. There was no, like, we weren't itching to get out and explore the area, which you just so often do when you're on a trip. It was nice to just hang out with friends and just have a good time.
Not have an itinerary. We could just be like, hey, I think it was like 2 hours before. I was like, hey, you know, we could go play mini golf. And you're like, yeah, actually, that would be kind of cool.
Fuck yeah, that sounds
dope. We didn't plan it or nothing. I was just like, oh yeah, that's an option.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm glad we're able to do that. The Mexican food that we got that night was fucking rocking.
Yeah, that
didn't
place
get charged
is dope.
For marks. Also rocking.
Yeah, totally didn't. I'm like, hey man, that's Monopoly bank error in your favor, you know?
Yeah, right. Right. The ladies got their marks for free.
It's all right, man. Maybe the guy was sweet on him. That's cool too, bro. Whatever.
Hell yeah. I was like, you guys enjoy this. I'm gonna go drink milk when we get back. Man. Yeah, and then I got to catch up with my uncle the next day, yeah. which turns out he's moving back up north in like a couple of months, which is awesome. I mean, less so awesome that a lot of it's because my grandpa's not doing great and he wants to kind of be near him. But sure. also, it's really kick-ass because I fucking love the dude, so.
Sure. And it's good that he has the option and the availability to be able to move like that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So yeah, and then we had our show, which...
It's killer, right?
Dude.
Can't even put it into emotions.
Dude, it's like... It's right now regarded as like the best show that they've ever put on.
Probably.
And if
it's definitely
not
the best
that,
retirement
of the
match of all time, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. It has to be.
Best retirement match ever. Yeah.
Yeah.
Best send off.
Because it wasn't pathetic. It wasn't like hammy.
No. It was Sting a straight up. It was a hardcore match pretty much.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Like I almost watched a dude die.
Yep. It was not, who? Why can't I think he's fucking...
Darby royalty. Allin?
Not Darby Allin. Ric Flair's match, like...
Oh.
Like, you know?
which one? He had, like, six retirement matches.
Sure, but I'm thinking, like, the last one where he, like, he literally... They say he, like, passed unconscious in the ring for a little bit. And, like,
yeah.
came back like, and did not know where he was. Like, dude.
He almost died, dude.
In, like, a split universe, he did die in that ring that night. You know what I mean? Like, there's another timeline where that totally happened.
Yep.
Because that was close, dude. You can watch the tape. He's unconscious, just, like, laying in the fucking ring, just snoozing.
Because,
like, his heart, like, was given out. It's crazy.
Like, dude has a pacemaker. What the fuck are you thinking? Like,
woo.
No, it's woo.
But no, yeah, Sting went out on a high note, which is a rare thing for a wrestler.
Yeah. If you guys even remotely watch wrestling, I recommend just getting this show. Like, get it, watch it, enjoy it. Shit was wild. There's stuff in there for everybody.
I enjoy seeing being able to easily pick you out in the crowd with those white pants.
Yeah, dude.
That was good stuff.
You always got to wear something that just, you know.
You got to pop, man. When
make
the boys
pop.
Are looking for you. Yeah, man. They got to see you.
Yeah.
So that shit was great.
We ended up switching our seats, too. I found, like, while we were at lunch with my uncle, I was just kind of checking prices on stuff. I was, like, showing my uncle how we look at stuff. And while doing it, it just so happened that I found those tickets for, like, a really good deal. And so we jumped on that, and I listed the tickets that we had, and they sold within, like, 5 minutes.
That's so fucking cool, man.
Which was really fucking cool. But man, everything was like happening right in front of us. Like they brawled literally right in front of us. We had people returning to the ring, running past us to like surprise people in the ring. So fucking cool.
That's a great time,
so cool.
Man.
Absolutely killer seats. So
overall, it was a good weekend. I was really glad that we got to hang out with you, man.
Yeah. Oh, surprise, folks. This is just a potpourri.
Oh, yeah.
You already
knew. Didn't know.
From the title card.
You idiots that can't read.
Fucking
you had to wait
idiots.
This long to learn it.
Yeah.
It's a good thing they can't tell time either. They don't know how long they've been sitting here.
Yo, my week's been fucked, man.
Has it?
Like, oh, yeah, dude, I slept like 2 hours on Sunday night.
Oh, yeah. You did pull a haul on Sunday.
Yeah. And then we had a very early flight on Sunday and then. On Monday. See, I'm already fucking everything up.
Yeah,
went to work on Tuesday. I normally do payroll on Monday. I'm doing payroll on Tuesday, and it's already messing
all
with
thrown
me.
Off. Yeah.
Dude, I don't know what the day of the week it is right now. There's no way I was getting to watch something this week.
And I think it's, I'm curious to see where I'm going to go, because I'm going to the Bahamas in like a week and some change. So that'll also be weird. For the same reason, you know, just not knowing what's what. I got an early flight. I think we leave at like 5 a.m. So going to be getting to the airport super early.
Yeah, I would rather fly earlier than later.
I do too, man. Especially going to a place like that. Like I want to get to the Bahamas in the day, you know?
Yeah.
You want to get there when it's nice.
Point. There's no point in getting there at like 11:30 at night and then be like, guess I'll go to sleep now.
Yeah. Now, some like Vegas, that's, I feel like you want to go in there at night because you want to fly in and see the strip. That's like the whole fucking thing.
Hell yeah. So, land there, get there at 11:30 at night, and then go to Tacos El Gordo. Dude, man, first thing, we used Breeze on the way back. And I got to say, Breeze is really fucking good. Like, the seats were incredible. Like, it was one of the nicer planes that I've been on.
Yeah, okay.
And when we were just joshing around looking at flights with Breeze, I found tickets from here, where I'm at, to Vegas and back for $100 each way.
Dude, that's fucking ridiculous.
Right?
That's like, awesome.
For that price, we would be stupid not to go to Vegas.
Yeah, I need to look into this Breeze thing.
Yeah. It's, I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, just, you can't really bring a carry on. You can, but you're going to pay out the nose and don't break luggage. Just bring a backpack that you can stuff under the seat.
That's what I have always, like you said, you travel with a backpack. Dude, when I traveled for work, I traveled all over this world in a medium sized hiking backpack. I can fit so much shit in that thing. I know every nook and cranny.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm the same way. Just backpack it. That's all I'm going to take to the Bahamas, a fucking backpack. You don't need to fucking anything.
If you can learn to do that, you can travel so much cheaper than what and people so much easier. Travel for.
I mean, it's maybe risky, but I like only have to worry about one fucking thing that is in my possession. I've lost a bag before. That shit sucks.
Mm-hmm.
I lost my work bag once that had all my tools in it for a job that didn't make it to Korea for 2 days.
After I'd already been there.
It sucked. And it had a lot of my clothes in it. Because I was like, fuck it. It's the work bag. I'll throw some extra clothes in it.
That sucks, dude. But
that's what you gotta do. Yeah. 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 Anyways, I figure out, we'll figure out a movie situation. We'll get into something. I don't know. I've got some ideas kicking around. I'm sure you do, too. We'll discuss
them. Zodiac's been popping around a lot lately. Zodiac, we gotta watch that soon.
I wanna also, why, I've had, like, this duo set of mobster comedy movies in my mind, and I want to watch them all.
What are they?
It's a set called Analyze This and Analyze That with Billy Crystal and Robert De Niro. You ever seen those?
I've seen bits and pieces when I was younger. My dad loved them. I saw bits and pieces. Okay. I never watched them all the way through.
And then there's also The Whole Nine Yards and The Whole Ten Yards.
The Whole Ten Yards.
Matthew Perry and Bruce Willis. Yep. You ever seen those?
Bits and pieces, baby.
Yeah, I really like The Whole Nine Yards. I think they're all really funny. Like, they're pretty funny comedies. I don't know. I like to check those out periodically.
Let's do it.
Pick I like one. That they're sequels and we can compare them against each other. I thought that'd be fun, too.
Pick one right now, off the cuff.
Let's do Analyze This. I haven't seen
next
that forever.
Next week, Analyze This. We got it.
All right, Analyze This. It's what we're on, folks.
Sick.
Let's get it, baby. Right. I fucked up because Whole Nine Yards shows Amanda Peet's naked, like full frontal. We'll get there.
Okay.
Analyze This. Here we go. Buddy.
Analyze This. I will not remember this by tomorrow, so remind me.
If I didn't say this 1,000 times already, I love you. It was such a treat having you. I wish we could fucking live close enough to where we could hang out more than once every couple years.
Yeah.
Because it's a goddamn treat, and I love you a lot, and I can't wait till the next time I get to see you, pal.
Honestly, dude. Honestly, it was only like $110 round trip.
That's not bad. I need to bring Mandy up to the Berkshires, too, because it's beautiful country up there. I'd like her to see the mountains and shit. So
hell yeah.
It'll
dude,
be
at
something.
That price tag, let us know. Yeah. We would pick you up. You can crash here.
It'll be a good time, man. It'd be something. I really look forward to doing some shit like that. And just seeing you more. Because, again, I love you, pal.
Love you, too, homie.
Listeners, you can eat shit. Alrighty. Sean.
Yo.
Would you rather get beat up in a truck stop bathroom with your face painted like Crow Sting or 1990s era Ultimate Warrior?
And it's still me. It's just the face paint.
It is still you. And the face paint doesn't give you any powers, but it will be beaten off of your face.
Okay, so I gotta put myself in the shoes of the person that's beating the shit out of me.
Yeah,
and I think they would get more enjoyment out of beating up someone who looks like a little loner emo kid. And I don't want to give them that satisfaction. So Ultimate Warrior.
You go Ultimate Warrior, you flip it on him. I love it. Yeah. I love it. Yes. Yes.
Let's go shoot some people, dude. Call of Duty, right. I mean, Mr. FBI.
Nice clarification. Later, y'all.
Bye, everybody.